in September. September 8th, and she sponsored 12 people.
Wow.
She said she doesn't know how to do anything, and so she just went ahead and did it anyway. Didn't have any help. Her upline was busy.
I think I need to take some lessons from her.
I said, man, a lady after my own heart.
That is exciting.
And she's talking to him about the business. I sent her a Pathfinder call. She's going to make silver by the end of December, I think. But it's so nice. We have the R-Rip, and I did the R-Rip with her today. R-Rip and the nutritional, and tomorrow she's going to get all of her people on a call tomorrow. But on a couple of calls, and then we can help people no matter where they are. Is that 40 degrees below? It's not 40 degrees right now in Fairbanks, but you've got people in Fairbanks and Kodiak and all those places. I don't want to go where it's 40 below. So we'll just have it on the phone in home.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Very. I'm excited about her. These people are all just kind of coming back. And that makes me very happy.
Yes,
on the phone in
good.
Home doesn't make for a good acronym, so I'll just have to say it. It's a rhyme, almost. Okay, so I have Margaret. I have Elaine. Bob, right, Lainey?
That was yes. Lainey. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you have to be Elaney. I have too many Elaine. It's a pretty name, though.
Yes, I'm late.
And we have a whole bunch of beeps, so who else do we have here?
Elaine Conley from Cleveland.
There we go. There, Elaine. Okay. That's who I got. Elaine Conley mixed up with Elaine Cobb tonight. No, with Elaine Matthews.
We have three Elaines. Wonderful.
I have another one on the diamond, on the platinum call.
Cool.
So four.
Very popular name, huh?
Okay, Elaine Conley from, did you say Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, who else do we have?
Steve Crowfoot, listening in.
Hey, Steve. Happy listening there.
Thank you.
Okay. And who else? Are the Silvers willing to participate? We have all listeners. Good evening. Everybody, you're welcome to listen, but I wouldn't mind. You can just say you're listening, or I'll know if you're participating, unless I haven't heard you before, and then you need to tell me.
Hi, Ruth. It's Linda.
Linda.
We're back.
Good. I've been wondering about that all day today. I looked at my calendar. I didn't see your name, though. I must not have written it down. All right. From Nevada. Lake Tahoe.
Right.
And now they're probably speaking with a Mexican accent.
They've
been in Mexico for so long, I thought they're never coming back. I think they were.
That's Mexican. One of the advantages of doing this business, right?
That's right. Sound like you were doing it wherever you went, too.
Yep.
Great. Welcome to the internet there. Okay, anyone else?
Jerry Hickson in Florida.
Hey, Jerry, good job. Okay. Any more? Okay. If you decide to speak up later, that will be okay. Right now, let's get started. So, Margaret, let's talk about what was exciting in your last week. Do you have anything in the right-hand column? A new anything? Ooh, somebody who has a dog can mute him. Please.
I have some competition.
Star 6.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I thought I would have some additions to the right side of the report, but I don't at this moment. Maybe I will next week. But it's been a great week. Actually, I spent it following through on the contacts that were made while Mayor Lou was here. Then I contacted some people. Excuse me. expressed an interest. I'm losing my voice, I think.
I can get some pie water.
Expressed an interest in NECAN, and who planned to meet with me after Mayor Lou's visit. So I have contacted those people and have met with some of them. And one interesting experience I had was when a person called and said she wanted to buy some products Well, really, I had marked her off my list. I had to look to see who she was after I got quit talking with her. But she wants to place an order for some nutritions, and at the time when I sold her some last year, she was not interested in the business. So I'm kind of anxious to talk with her Wednesday and find out just where she stands now. And hopefully she might join me as an auto ship, anyway, if nothing else. But one exciting experience that I had was with one of my consultants. She's been in my downline for a couple of years, I guess. She's a lovely young lady who's a loan officer at a bank. And this is the first time she's ever mentioned that her job is stressful and she might like something else. But she really doesn't understand multi-level marketing. But she is interested in making money. And when she joined me, she went from direct to senior by selling aquaponics.
Hmm.
Wanted to buy an aquaponics, except she doesn't have one for herself, but she sold out a bunch of others. Well, she listened to me as I went through our RIP and the nutrition guide, and then she gave me a slight indication she might be interested, but she doesn't think she can do it because she doesn't know how, and she just doesn't see how she could make any money. She thinks that the people high up make some money and not her or not me. But anyway, I'm going to, Mary Lou suggested that I ask her if she would watch or listen to the Brilliant Conversation CD or DVD. I plan to do that this week if I can get her. I know it's a holiday week, but anyway, she has a lot of potential there if she will just look at it seriously, and she's very smart. She's a loan officer and does quite well in her business, so she should be able to figure this out. So I'm hoping that when she listens to Brilliant Conversation, maybe she'll have a different concept. And she mentioned her brother-in-law who's in some sort of multi-level company and who isn't doing well, so I ask her if I could meet with him, perhaps. So we'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. And then I had hoped this week to have a couple of preferred customers and on autoship, but I'm following through with them this week, and maybe we'll have something to report next time. And I also talked with a chiropractor, and I mentioned the auto. She is familiar with Nikki. In fact, she's given me some referrals, and I sold two of the mattress pads once by her referral. So she is interested in the. She is aware of the Nikki products. So she, I mentioned the Osteodent to her, which was a new product, and she seemed interested. So hopefully after the holiday, I'll get back with her as well. So even though there's nothing definite this week, I think there are a lot of positive things out there just waiting for something to happen. So I don't know whether I can compete with a lady in Alaska, but things are going to happen here in Tennessee as well.
Well, it'll be fun for you getting acquainted with her, whichever. You certainly have a track record of being committed and consistent, Margaret, and so we admire you for that.
Well,
so
thank you.
It's a good report. And I love your attitude. We'll go ahead and talk to everyone else, and then I'm making notes of the things that I want to be sure and share with you this evening. So, great report. Let's go to Washington and Lainey Cobb, who is muted. But she will get here in a minute.
I had to be unmuted. Okay, so my last week was really exciting because I'm trying to close down the consignment part of my bridal shop, and so I was calling my bridal wedding gown consigners that I wanted to pick up their wedding gowns, and one gal came in, and she consigned before I really got committed to sharing Nikin with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So she came into the little traps that I set for everyone that comes into my bridal shop, and so she had to have some special magic water. And she was very interested in the water, told me a lot about water, and that she had a latte stand, picked up her dress, said she'd like to talk to me some more, so I went and had a latte at her latte stand, and she said, I have three people that are interested in the water, what do we do next?
Oh.
I'm going, like, okay, we probably need to have an in-home, or you need to come to a wellness preview, and we need to do an ABC. She works 7 days a week, and I said, what do you think this water can do for you? And I had mentioned time and money freedom, and she heard. So she heard time and money freedom. I'm thinking, great, she might be a consultant that might want to need a wellness home. And so I invited her to Ann Bodak and didn't follow up. My problem, I didn't call her right before Thursday night's wellness preview. So at about 7 o'clock, she called my cell phone, and I was already at Ann Bodak's preview. And she said, I'm just found your number. I don't know where to go and what to do, and I would be there. So the next morning I went and saw her, and we set up a wellness home tour on Saturday afternoon after our expo. She had to work the expo. She brought a guest.
Oh.
And she brought a guest who brought her husband, who said, and they went through the whole wellness home tour, the ABC. She'd looked at the first look. The latte lady had looked at the first look. They went through the wellness home tour, asked lots of questions, and then for the first time in my life, I decided that I was going to call a spade, and so I said, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm on a mission. I need to spread the word of NECAN, and I need lots more help. So did you find things that were interesting, that you were interested in? And they both said, yes, we're real interested in all of this. And I said, well, you want to get in now, or do you want to get in later? Basically, are you in or are you out? And then, do you want to go fast or do you want to go slow? And they both said, well, my latte lady said I'm in and I want a wellness home. And the couple that she brought as guests said, well, we're in, but we need to talk about how fast we want to go. But we think we need a wellness home. So I followed up with the latte lady on Sunday and took her a wellness home. You know, I took her the Pat and Mac, what a starter pack is, what a wellness home is, because she doesn't have the internet. And she already said, well, I have two more people that want to buy the Aquapore. And I'm going like, okay, you're a crazy lady. I like you. So I'm going to meet with her. I didn't meet with her today because I had another ABC of another lady that signed up. And I don't know where she's going to go, but she could like be my cousin. And so it's been an exciting weekend.
Yeah, she got a lot done.
Yeah. And I went to the expo. And I stopped to hold my grandson.
Awesome.
So I'm pretty excited about the week.
And the right hand column you have, I heard at least one wellness consultant and two more for next week. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
Okay,
and that's not the end.
Well, I hope not.
I have lots more. That was just the pretty exciting part.
Yeah, that was the exciting part. That was fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would volunteer your people to listen to the RRIP so they understand what network marketing is, so that they get on auto ship for sure, and not
just a
wellness home. I mean, I shouldn't say just a wellness home, but a wellness home is a one-time sale. That sounds like you did a good job with that, but we want them to understand that they can bring people in at 200 and have it repeat forever.
The RRIP presentation was shown to the latte lady. I showed that to her as well because she pretty much self-directed herself into, I gave her first look, she watched it, I gave her Wellness Home DVD, she watched that, and so I gave her the RRIP printed out for her to look at the latte stand. So we're moving, and we love it.
So now what are you going to do this week, Lainey?
Well, when I talked to the latte lady on Sunday, I suggested that we do another wellness home tour next week, either Friday or Saturday, and she said, okay, I'll get more people to come to your house. So we're working on that.
All right.
And I'm going to sign her up. I'm going to go in and see her tomorrow and sign her up and then sign up her girlfriend. that came to the house.
All right.
Well, I'm excited.
That is really moving, Lainey.
I hope so.
And what is your 90-day goal?
Gold.
Gold by the end of December?
Still working on gold. Yes.
By December 31st?
Yes.
Am I putting words in your mouth?
No, Pina actually told me I should do it December 24th. So I'm focusing on gold by the end of December.
All right.
Do you have two
already?
I do.
Okay, so Latte Lady. What? We better get a name. What's a Latte Lady's name?
Michelle.
Michelle is going to be a silver by the end of December. So
yes.
I have a lady in Alaska who's almost 80 who's going to race her.
Ooh.
No, she might not be ready for that yet. The lady in Alaska, nothing fazes her.
Well, actually, you don't have to run, so you're okay.
All right. Great report. I'm excited about what's happening there, Lainey.
Thank you.
Let's go to Elaine Connolly in Ohio.
Hello. I've had a good week. I have level new consultant in the new leg that just started the last week in October.
You have one? What did you say? I'm sorry.
I have a new third level consultant on the new leg that started at the end of October.
Oh, all right.
Third level. And,
good job.
I have one new auto ship. That's past week, I have a first level executive who's been with me since 2002, wholesale buyer and family user of products, and I met with her and she's looking at retail incentive for this next 90 days because he has an average of between 500 and 600 auto ship every month.
Wow.
And she lives in a wellness home. That's how she went executive way back. Beginning to get more interest in the business. So that was my best this past week.
Wow.
The week coming up, I'm sponsoring a gratitude luncheon for a group of women that I volunteer with in the greater Cleveland area. These are women who are reentering society from nonviolent crimes from prison. And so my company is providing the clean water with the aquifers. Then I also help sponsor the luncheon itself. So that's another networking area that I'm going to be meeting other professional women who are involved in this volunteer effort.
Okay, so it's the people who are helping those people?
Yes.
The women are...
They're community members like myself who are involved also.
Try to get these people back into society in a healthy way, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. That's a great thing to be doing.
Well, and it provides a giving back of society, but it also provides a networking area for people that cross all walks of life who also are giving back to society in the same manner. And so, again, that keeps me active and it keeps me with contacts across the city and referrals.
I would think so. Awesome, Elaine. All right. Now then, and your 90-day goal?
To be gold by December 31st this year.
Gold. December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And you need one silver?
No, I need all three.
You need all three? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of them do you have identified?
I have none identified.
Except this one lady just said she wanted to build a business.
Well, she's thinking about it.
All right.
I have nobody confirmed, you know, making any silver runs.
Okay, we're going to want to think of some words that will help people get on to listening about the WIN program, the nutritionals. Some questions for them, for so that we can get the people to just come on and realize the value of the product, so that they continually bring people on, and then some of those people will pick up on the little bit of our RIP that we talk about also.
So right, and that's what I'm working on with this new leg, because there's three women who are the homeschooling moms, and right now each one of those have led me to three other people.
There you go.
So
it's workers.
And then we'll get into the vested interest as people sign up underneath them.
Right. All right. Good job, Elaine.
Thank you.
Doing a
Thank
great
you.
Job. All right. Let's talk with Linda and Dan, have a report for about the last 2 weeks. They probably have a few things to tell us about.
Oh, my gosh. We are so excited. And we had so much fun in a foreign country trying to figure out how to get people involved with Nikan. First of all, let's see. Well, we read through the Double Your Contacts, and we just became so having so much fun in just talking to people and everybody we met and challenging each other to get either email addresses along with the name or the telephone number along with the name. And we got 19 contacts in the 2 weeks of people that we did not know. Of those people, four are in the process of filling out their Deacon Mexican application. Two of those are in Cabo. Both have lived in the States, so they are not native Mexicans, but they are bilingual, and the thing that turns them around is the water, particularly in Mexico. So we did the RIP, we did the business presentations, and we're in the process of getting the applications filled out, which isn't as easy in Mexico as it is in the States. You have to get this RFC number and then one other kind of number. And so we're working with that. We've got one application ready with all but one number yet to put in. And the other application is being faxed to us momentarily. Those are two different legs. They decided they really wanted to be frontline to us, even though they're in, you know, the same area of Cabo. One of them is has quite a bit of money and has six rentals. And he does work. He's very much entrepreneurial. He also has a restaurant. He's married to a Mexican gal who is also very entrepreneurial. We've had dinner with them, spent some time with them, and she's looking at doing some things at home. She has a brand new baby, so they're going to work together. And with the six rentals that they have, they're looking as to whether or not they want to make them wellness homes. And he's in business with his dad also. So the dad wants to try the wellness home first. So that's kind of where we are with that particular one. And his name is Charles and Anna. And then Bill, who, he is so personable with people. And his wife is a go-getter. He totally believes in the Nikan things, and she's all excited. He's the one that all we need is one more number to put his thing in, and that's both in Cabo. Then in Mazatlan, the two that we found that are definitely working on applications are going to be in one leg, and they're determining tomorrow, because they had a big one of them had, Alex had, he's the young one that's like 32. He's going to be terrific. He's so excited. And then his boss is close to our age, in his 60s, who was actually with Melaleuca, has done some things with Nikan, has products with Nikan, has put in an order. I mean, he's working on an order. We know what he wants. I'm trying to figure out what's available in Mexico and what's not. That's a challenge since you can't read the form. And anyway, so this guy totally knows network marketing, and his goal is to have the products himself and to help Alex, the young guy, really get started. So he's going to put five people under him, show Alex how to do it, along with our help. And Alex says, well, I'm just going to have to call you all the time. So I thought, yeah, that's the way. So those three legs are real exciting. Then we found a young couple that lives very close to Banff. And I emailed you, Mary Lou and Ruth, about this. In fact, Vance has already emailed me back. We're doing a three-way with them together tomorrow. They're about the same age of Vance and Stacy, and they pretty much were running a bakery in that area that Vance knows about, very well-known bakery in the Portland area. And his dad came back into the bakery who owned it and kind of deep-sixed him. And so he's looking for something. He's got his own company right now with Granite, but he wants to do something else. And so they're all excited. So that could definitely turn into something neat. They're very people-oriented and just the kind of people we're looking for. And then one other one that we met, in fact, as we were talking, you heard me get online, I just got an email from this gentleman. He lives in Irvine, and I thought when we flew from Mexico to L.A. we could meet with him on Sunday, but he didn't get my email in time, so we weren't able to meet with him. But he does know, he lives right around the corner from Meekin, and he's in the mortgage business, and of course it's going south, so he's looking at this. He's in the email, he said his sister just died, the one he told me about with MS. So he's flying tomorrow to New Jersey, and he will call me within 2 weeks. Has a friend that totally vouches for Nikan. I don't know if he's in it or not, but we'll see. So those are two in the States that are really, really excited about learning a little bit more. You know, and I think they're a real good possibility. So,
wow.
That's the most exciting thing was the way that we were working together, talking to people, not interrupting each other, figuring out how this thing works, and just had a real confidence in what we're doing. And a lot of it came from the time, you know, the 2.5 years we've been in and the help we've gotten with you and Mary Lou and Dennis and Ruth and, you know, all the people there. But it did help to read the M.J. Durkin, you know, book and just do it.
Awesome. That is awesome, Linda. Sound like you're having a contest like we had in Missouri.
We did. In fact, Anna said, gee, I wish we were having a contest just like we did in Branson. We would have won. So we're just going to do contests ourselves. And we've got some people here in Incline that are stirring up a little bit, too. So, you know, what is our goal? Our goal, realistically, is to have a silver by the end of December. Because we don't have one yet, as you well know, and we're working, we've got a lot of potentials here, and we're just going to figure out who wants us to work with them, and that's what we're going to do. Another really good thing while we were gone is Dorothy and Alan have gone to the gold training. They went to gold training in Arizona. They've been to silver. They want to build a business. They're in Salt Lake. We've been there to help them. And yet they're at the point where life just gets in the way. So, you know, we're certainly helping them, but we're not waiting on them.
There you go. It will happen.
Yeah, it will. It will definitely happen with them.
That happened with us, and that's what we did, too. Just keep going, and pretty soon, bam, 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 they all start breaking out.
Yep.
So you'll probably just go platinum instead of going gold.
Well, that's okay
with us.
We've
done. That's okay with us.
Yeah, we've got 4 to 6 out there that could be good potentials.
Okay, we'll be talking.
Yes, absolutely.
Great report. Talk to you in tomorrow probably. In between all my presentations I'm doing tomorrow.
Yahoo.
On the phone, in home. In home, on the phone, whichever way we want to say that. Let's go to Florida and talk with Jerry Hickson. Getting kind of late down there. Jerry, are you awake?
Yes, I'm unmuting.
I'm here. You were. It's so late back there, I thought maybe I better check, too.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm too excited to go to sleep.
Oh, this is exciting.
It was a good week. We had Steve Roberts here for my Upline Diamond that's... we did a little cooking demonstration. It was so much fun at my house on Thursday night, and had a couple guests here along with some Crossline and using the Kinzen cookware. That was a little bit different, and it was just—it's kind of fun to do something a little bit different and mm-hmm. getting that going. And then of course the quarterly event. We really enjoyed that. I had 4 people from one leg there. The leg that I'm trying to build to get to silver, and so I was real pleased that they were all excited, so inspired that I've actually got 8 people going in my van tomorrow night to Kissimmee to Linda Schmier's house for a wellness preview that I think Marjorie and Robert Kalahui are going to be guests there and doing it. They're platinum that Crossline, they're just kind of helping out there too, so and they came to our event as well on Saturday, so just
great.
A lot of excitement. It was a lot of fun, and so I'm don't have anybody for that column that you're wanting. I had I think like 10 follow-ups. I had 6 new contacts, 3 ABCs that I figured that last week. But I just feel like we're really, really moving anyway. And so some of the
with that kind of numbers,
got to be start getting some sign-up deer. Because we
yes.
got some people close.
That's good. Okay. So good numbers, Jerry. And,
I'm excited.
And your 90-day goal, end of December goal, and that's not even 90 days, that's only 2 months. But we're taking both goals, December 31st and January 31st.
Oh, I've just got to have one more silver in order to get to gold. So end of December... is a good goal for me to be gold.
All right. Okay, that's exciting. Wow. Monday just keep me really revved up. All these calls and finding out what everybody's doing is very exciting. And getting everybody rolling myself with what we're doing, it's very exciting. Osteodent. Testimony we had with Karen Eastman, her pacemaker ordeal that she had almost killed her when they flubbed up her putting her pacemaker in. I kept wanting to say her osteodent in. Her pacemaker in and made a hole in her heart and a hole in the heart sac. She did this testimony on Saturday. And a hole in her lung. And she finally recovered from that, and then it was working. It took her a couple of months to get back well again. But the interesting thing is that before they told her heart wasn't firing, the bottom part of her heart or one side of her heart wasn't firing on its own at all, and that's why she got the pacemaker. But then she went on the osteodent, so she could tell she felt really different. She quit taking some kind of medication they were giving her, I think, for inflammation. And then she went to the doctor for another checkup. And before, when she'd been there, they told her that the pacemaker was entirely keeping the bottom of her heart going. It wasn't firing on its own. So she said, Karen told them, I want you to turn this thing down and keep turning it down and see how it works. So they kept turning it down and they kept saying, you feel anything? You feel anything? Karen kept saying, no, no. And they turned it clear off and her heart was working on its own. And Karen attributes that to the osteodent because having those minerals available for all of our cells is what helps our body to be able to provide that energy and that, especially for the heart where it needs to have that spark. And we had another testimony and the person was not making red blood cells. after then they got on osteodense, they think that that saved that person's life. So we have products here that we need to tell people about, and I guess that's why I'm so excited about doing this nutrition presentation. So excited about it that I'm just lining them up as thick as I can get them, and I'm going to put them on a big conference call, some of them, so that we can have, and then send out a detached calendar so that you'll know where to feed those people in. And I just want to challenge you to get about three on every call and just get these people sponsored and get them bringing their three and three and three so that they keep doing that and they keep getting their new people to get three so we can get as many people going here and get these people all broken out to silver and to be out to have the mission like we do to change people's lives with these products and with this business. So, are you up to the challenge? And
absolutely.
You guys can all unmute. If you'd like to all unmute so you can talk, that would be fine, unless you have something really noisy going on.
Hey, it's Catherine and Michael in Chicago.
Catherine and Michael, I didn't know you were there. Let's have a report.
Hi. Okay. So last week, I did three one-on-ones. Mike did nine one-on-ones. But,
wow.
Well, or contact. But he kind of cheated. He kind of worked.
He did what?
He was at a funeral. Funeral, and I told him, if anybody asks you what you're doing, you just tell them now's not the time and you give them your card. And it ended up being kind of a weird situation. Him and Gabe, one of our other seniors, went. And it's all their old mortgage friends and stuff. And it's more of like a celebration kind of thing. And just, one of those like memorial services where they're remembering all, you know, the good times and stuff, and they called each other on the way home, and they're like, that was the greatest thing ever, because they all got to talk to all their old friends. So he did nine, like, contacts, and we actually have a thing with Dr. Paul Calloway tomorrow night, like a wellness home preview. Hopefully a couple of them will be there tomorrow. It's just hard with the whole Thanksgiving week and everything and people traveling to be with their families and stuff, but... we're doing pretty good. We're hoping to get, by December 31st, one silver. Greg is just, like, at the edge. He has a lot of people that are really interested. And it's just kind of like kicking him in the pool and saying, okay, go do it. But there's just a lot of people that are just still waiting on the edge. So we're hoping he'll be silver by the end of the month. And Dave Smith, he's been talking to a lot of people, too. And the osteodance with his mom and their friends. So we're still going. We're steps, but we're gonna make it.
All right. Well, like I said, I've got these times. One of them is 10 a.m. Pacific, specifically for people in the time zone, so that would be a noon hour, so that if people are working, they can. Bring three or four people onto the call during a noon hour. That 10 a.m. Pacific is for specifically for a Texas group I'm working with. But anyone will be able to come in when you have your people come in. I will send the information out for the calls on an attachment, and then I will also ask that you pull up the. Win the Why It's NECAN Nutritionals presentation. I think we've got some strength in some of the things that I've put together, particularly about Dr. Naidu and how strong our company has begun and having a partner, kind of a partnership. It's just a working situation with Dr. Naidu where he's chosen NECAN to market his bio-replenishment products. But When we go through that, I can't see any reason why every person wouldn't want to have the products and then to go ahead with the RRIP and show them how we can go ahead and have them earning money so that they'll be having enough to cover their products and be able to have extra money to pay the bills. And doing that just by bringing a few people a day or a week, whichever, however fast they want to go, onto these calls. And it's not like they have to go get new ones every time. If they get three, well, then they can help those people all get three and keep repeating that.
Your line has been muted.
You guys are out there in Chicago, Michael and Catherine, and we appreciate the work that you guys are doing and how well that you are running your own business there. But we do ask you, if you'd like to lean on us a little and help these people get going and get some people under them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, it seems like it's almost like we stalled a little bit. We're talking to more and more people, but having them actually execute. You know, I don't know, I can't put my finger on the pulse. Get after new people, and last week was good because, you know, I had a confined group of people that were, you know, very interested, actually more so in the products of what we had to offer and the technologies versus the business. But if we can even get them involved with the technologies, as you told me, then, you know, many of them turn into being the best business people.
That's true. And if we can get them, what we found and why we had the momentum was because we had people ordering something that was a small amount, and so we present that to them in the form of auto ship, which we didn't have, and that is a repetitive volume for you, as you know. And so if they will do that, and they can see that if they keep getting those people to do that, it's something that they just, when they look at it, they can see that they can do that. And when they realize that osteodense is going to make a huge difference, not just with people's bone structure, but with their energy, the energy for their different cells, it will make a huge difference to them. And that if they're going to have, if they have children that are going to daycare, if they have children who are going to school, if anybody is going to a ball game, or if anybody is going to go shopping and they have a hangnail, they're open to getting bacteria into their system that is going to be challenging their immune system. And the strength of their immune system is going to decide whether or not they end up with a MRSA or some other kind of bad bug. And so it's really imperative that people know about the lactoferrin, which really can attack that particular type of bacteria. Because not only is that bacteria resistant to antibiotics, that bacteria is also resistant to our immune system a lot of times. But the lactoferrin helps us to open up those pores on the shell of that bacteria so that both the T cells in our body and the antibiotics will be able to get in and destroy that cell. So my first recommendation is going to be for everybody has at least one little lactoferrin capsule a day, or a part of one if they're a small child. And we should have that in our body, but sometimes that just diminishes. And so having that extra just is more protection for us. So who wouldn't want to get on and bring people on to the call to hear about that?
Right.
So,
right.
If you have other ideas for questions for helping people to get on the call to listen about our win or ideas for them to move from that to how they can earn $500 or $800 a month is what we're going to be talking about to begin with. And, of course, if they continue on that track, well, eventually they'll be earning $100,000 a month.
And Ruth, you're going to email the call information?
I will. The call will be the same number as this call is, the 319-279-1000. It will be that number. But some of them will have the 777 pin, and some of them will have a big picture pin, which is a 62862. And so I have to let you know which one is which, and I will do that on a calendar. And then we want everyone to pull up that, go to Blue Ribbon Video and pull that up, or you may want to get a flip chart so you can do some presentations here and there, and you can just use that on the in-home on the phone. They'll just pull it up by going to Blue Ribbon, go to free, as it doesn't cost anything, documents, and then pull up the WIN and the RRIP, and then just minimize them so that we can talk about them as though we were at an in-home. Except our pictures will, our products will be pictures, and then you'll have to just follow up with them. But we have several times presented to people either in person or on the phone and had them order like $1,500 worth of products or more without ever seeing them. And so we're going in that direction, especially with wintertime coming and some of the places it's, you have something ready to go and then you have a big load of snow dumped on you and you can't get somewhere. Well, we're just going to be doing in-home on the phone all winter here.
Yeah. Ruth?
Yes.
Can I ask you one more question? It's Mike Squire still.
Sure, Mike.
I just received the two CDs or with the PowerPoint presentation, and they're fantastic.
Thank you.
And so there one question came up, and I didn't really know how to answer it. And you know, you still see the E. coli issues here and there and contamination and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because they didn't use Dr. Naidu's treatment method? Is that where?
That's what I'm assuming. I would assume that even though they are, I'm not sure if every company, every beef company, I think they have to have it to have it USDA approved to go into the market. But you know, they have a. What Dr. Naidu described to me was a process where the beef is hanging and it turns around and is sprayed. Somebody else said they dipped it, but he told me they sprayed it and they had to figure out how to do that. But what if you missed the spot? You know, maybe that was a spot that was missed. You know, when these bacteria are everywhere, and especially then with the MRSA, the Staphylococcus aureus, and the strep, different kinds. These bacteria are everywhere. That's why it is important to wash your hands. But it, as Mary Dean just gets upset with, it's more about more than just washing your hands. You've got to build that immune system. And so everybody's sometimes has a scratch on them or something, and can pick up that bacteria. So we want all of our relatives to know that they need to be using at least the lactoferrin and probably the Siaga on a regular basis all winter. And everyone will want their people to do so as well. And then we talk about the rest of the products as well. Okay. I want to ask one question right now so I don't miss anyone else. Is there any other silver that's on the line that wants to give a report for their week? Anybody that I missed? Well, welcome to all the other listeners. We have more than this on here, and so we welcome you to listen as well. So the other thing I want to know is if any of the rest of you have any questions or comments on what's going on here. You can talk to each other. You don't just have to talk to me. You can ask each other questions.
Ruth, I have a question. Are you doing the WIN first and then the RRIP?
No, I'm going to do the nutritional first.
Okay. So when we're doing that presentation, would you recommend that we do that first?
Well, you can ask them if they're more interested in the money or in the income, or if they're more interested in the product, and decide based on that.
Okay.
But sometimes when I'm going through those little houses and everything, if they don't know if they are not new, I mean, if they are new and they don't know anything about the products, they don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I ran into that today, but most of the time before today, I've been talking with people who already knew the products backwards and forwards, and so then I was doing RRIP first.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on that, primarily.
Okay.
Because they'd already been doing presentations with products, but not a whole nutritional presentation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any.
So, Ruth, yep. I have a question. This is Linda.
Uh-huh.
Concerning other countries, I've noticed that Mexico only had green signs, and then we called and found out they had just added lactoferrin. How are they going to add osteodense? I mean, it's pretty hard to develop auto ships in foreign countries when that's all they have.
We haven't been given the okay on those, but you can still develop auto ship. You need to develop it with whatever we have. They only have a couple of products as well in Norway, and Morten and Sissel, Morten has already gone through and developed a presentation as well. And so they're doing it over there with, I think, three products. So just get them started on whatever they have.
Yeah, because they have the two things. And so I thought, well, that would be about $100 an auto ship. So if we did double what the RIP did, it would come out the same. Get a $200 on each auto ship, it would be $100.
And yeah, they'd have to do half.
Do 12,
yeah.
Each person does 12 instead of 6.
Huh. Well, they won't be poor. If they can get their 6x6 built down through there, even if it's the numbers of people that makes a much more huge difference than the amount of the product.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe they can put the mag steps on them, too. When I first got in, that's what I did. I got a pair every month.
Well, you can come in the States, but you can't in so many other countries.
Mm-hmm. Oh. When you, who said that about the mag steps to begin with?
This is Jerry.
Jerry. Okay, Jerry, when you do that, do you get 10% off? I'm sorry, I don't know this.
Yes, you do.
You
think? You do get the
10% off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
I was wondering that when I put those on there, and I really never ordered them, and I didn't know how much if they got 10% off or not.
Well, there are some other products that you can get on auto ship in the States also and get the 10% off. And, you know, like magnets and...
The pictures are on, some of the pictures are on there, the makeup, the skincare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I couldn't find a picture of the cream. I found a place where I might be able to find it now, but it's not on there, the CM cream. So that's definitely one that people use. So, okay, guys, are you on? You're all set for the week. We're going to find a way to work right through Thanksgiving practically. And the thing is to be sure and call ahead of time. If we can get in, I called like crazy today, call like crazy tomorrow, a little bit of calling on Wednesday morning, and line things up for the following week, and also then start lining up December, because everybody agrees to doing things that's a month away, because that's a long time away. And I guess it was the 1st of December I started lining up our first December when we had our first presentation on December 20th and the next one on December 26th, I think it was. Seems like it would be 27th, so maybe it was. But it was 1 week later, so it'd have to be the 27th, I think. Anyway, so December's a great time to build a business. We certainly did build it then, and half of the time was just spent calling people and funneling them into our first presentation, but now we have them in homes on the phone, so we'll be able to do them all the time, and no matter what the weather, I'm excited about that.
So you're
gonna going
email
to
email a schedule of when you're doing them, or how's that
yes,
going to work?
Yes, I will, and I'll probably be asking you guys if you come on. Some of you can come on and mute on live on whichever line I have, I'll let you know. And so if I know that you're going to be on there with a bunch of people particularly, I'll ask you to come on with a host code. So if you get a bunch, email me and tell me you're going to have a bunch with me on that time, and then I'll tell you the host code, and then you email back with a host code so that you can come on and be on live. So if you have a question or say you have somebody who maybe has a testimony, that you'll invite them to come on live with you so that they can give their testimony. Okie doke?
Very good.
All right, you guys. It's great to visit with you. You inspire and get me all excited all the more. So I'm excited about your goals and looking forward to seeing you
bring those people in and have that consistent effort that will make that happen.
Well, thanks a lot, Ruth.
Thank you.
And tonight was the first Pathfinder introduction, so we want to listen to that. And then probably I will also be doing a Pathfinder follow-up P1 call, or somebody will. Maybe if you have some people who are going to listen to that and make a commitment to make silver by the end of December, we would like to make an accountability call for them, and I might need a partner for that. And if you have some people, I'd like to know so we can get them on one call and have a team. Okay?
Sounds great.
Because I already I think that Rhoda is going to be one person, and I want some more people on that team. All right. Have a great evening, you guys.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you, Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Night.
Night.